With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. This summer, the Obama administration will release final rules meant to reduce carbon dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants by nearly a third within 15 years. The so-called Clean Power Rule would be a big step forward in addressing climate change because power plants are the largest single source of carbon dioxide in the U.S. The EPA regulations would eliminate as much greenhouse gas pollution as taking 150 million cars off the road. Before the rule can take effect, however, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has been meeting with governors and offering states a legal blueprint to challenge the constitutionality of the regulations. He wants to stop the rules by tying them up in court. Here's Senator McConnell.
These are regulations that would threaten the middle class without having a meaningful impact on the global climate anyway. The legal issues here will resolve themselves eventually, but whatever our party or ideology, we should be able to agree that the federal government should not be punishing hardworking families just to score a political point as states await the legal clarification.
Bob Deans is spokesman for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Well, what's going on is that we have a Senate Majority Leader who has received $3 million in campaign contributions over the course of his career from the fossil fuel industry, basically coal, oil, and gas. And he is trying to anchor our future in the dirty fuels of the past at the expense of our children's future, which is being threatened by the dangers of climate change.
Dean said that shifting electricity generation from coal to cleaner sources like solar and wind will likely create far more middle-class jobs than would be lost among coal miners in Kentucky and other states. To bring legal firepower to his fight, Senator McConnell has enlisted Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe, a former law school mentor of Obama's. Tribe is being paid by the largest coal company in the world, Peabody Energy. Here's Professor Tribe.
EPA is attempting an unconstitutional trifecta, usurping the prerogatives of the states, Congress, and the federal courts all at once. Much is up for grabs in this complex area, but burning the Constitution of the United States cannot be part of our national energy policy to deal with the problems of climate change.
Other eminent law scholars, however, not on the payroll of coal companies, say it is false to claim the regulations would take away state power or dictate to states. The rules are so flexible, they do not even set carbon dioxide limits for coal-fired power plants. Instead, the regulations create overall pollution reduction goals for states, and then they give the states the liberty to meet these goals by their preferred methods, which could include increasing mass transportation, insulating homes, or encouraging more wind power, for example. Jody Friedman is a Harvard Law professor and former advisor on climate change to President Obama.
These constitutional arguments are really about trying to instill such doubt, such concern in the public about the rules that it's really going to create a climate of state intransigence, state resistance, and that's in fact what's beginning to happen.
Some coal-fired power plants are closing, but it's mostly not because of Obama's regulations. It's because of competition. Hydraulic fracturing has made natural gas a cheaper fuel than coal. So what's being burned is not the Constitution, but the logic in Lawrence Tribe's argument. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.